This is Stephen J. Manning. This expert audio is on how to manage your boss. Let me jump right in with something a tad controversial. First, are you a boss? Then, do you have a boss? Do you know that managing your boss is absolutely critical to success in any organization? And now this is a biggie. Do you think that you are your own boss and therefore, by definition, you think you do not have a boss? That said, allow me a couple minutes to relate some realities, actually wake-up calls to you, before I get into all the important do's and don'ts, musts and must-nots. So, the sunny Southern California morning, I am sitting in my studio recording this expert talk on my own schedule on a topic I want to talk about, a topic that is very important. Unlike for a relevant part of my long career, some $40 billion in commerce, I don't have a boss, you know, a manager or a CEO looking over my shoulder. Nor do I have a board of directors with ultimate impact on my work and my future. How about that? Sure sounds like I do not have a boss. That's fantastic. I am not accountable to a boss. I don't have to manage a boss. Great, no? Well, also absolutely wrong, both as a theoretical and practical matter. You all listening to this are my de facto bosses. I absolutely owe it to you all to deliver genuine value in this talk. And you can fire me by not listening to my talks, speeches, interviews, and by not reading me. Right, you are my bosses, and I must take great care to manage you as well, you, my bosses. Now, forgive the appearance of conceit here. Trust that I am not that conceited. But a couple of fantastic realities about a couple of the most relevant inventors and business leaders, ultimate bosses of all time. Sure, I am not comparing myself to those people. However, our paths might have tangentially crossed. I sat on the board of directors of an Uber tech company with a really accomplished man who, by the time we met, was chairman of the board of one of the biggest technology public relations companies anywhere. Early on in his distinguished career, he was a senior executive at Apple, a direct report to Steve Jobs. I learned much from that man. Also, from Apple and all clients in later life were amazing learning experiences, notwithstanding that the little company I shepherded topped out at about $1 billion a year in revenues. At dinner one evening, I asked that man what the biggest challenges Apple faced during his tenure. He was in fact there at the start and for many years. The simple answer was managing Steve Jobs. One time, a friend related to me an otherwise not remarkable conversation a reporter type had with Bill Gates. Quote, "How does it feel to be the wealthiest person around and to not have a boss," end quote, he said. Gates, I was told, said something like good about being wealthy and giggled at not having a boss. He asked if the person who posed those questions wanted a list of all his bosses. Right, that massive constituency of employees, financiers, customers, pesky regulatory agencies in the US and Europe, and so on and on. Imagine Bill Gates had a boss, actually many bosses. Okay, thank you for indulging me with those little stories. Now, imagine managing a boss who's brilliant, makes notes more than a congressional record, challenges everything he's told, forgets nothing that you tell him, hates memos and anything electronic, makes the Spanish Inquisition look like a kitchen table chat, often does not recognize that it is Sunday late afternoon, the 10th hour of a meeting over 2 days. that would be my boss for over a decade. Well, learn to manage him or get fired or drive off a cliff. And then there are the many clients I have worked with over the years, from Apple to Xerox, to two of the biggest car companies in the world, to dozens of major brands. Well, you can look those up on my agency website. I worked with mostly C-suite people and boards. So I'm offering all that as supporting my claim that I know something about managing your boss toward your success. Here come some bullets I hope you make note of, and in a couple of categories. First, the obvious stuff you must do. I expect you know all this, but just hammering it home. Then there will be other musts. One, you must understand what is your boss's job. Who are his goals, pressures, priorities, deadlines, and pain points? Two, you must deliver high-quality work. Consistently meeting or exceeding expectations builds trust and reduces your boss's workload and focuses your boss on you being an asset rather than a potential liability. Number three, communicate to serve the company's goals and your relationship with your boss. Be an asset. Be concise, articulate, communicate in ways your boss prefers, both the method, the style, and the substance. Keep your boss informed. Proactively update them on project progress, roadblocks, and important details. Four, become a solutions provider. Don't just bring problems. Present well-researched opinions, options, and recommendations. Become a problem solver, not a problem creator. Focus on solutions, not negativity or complaints. Five, do not micromanage your boss. Don't try to dictate their every move. Focus on delivering your best work. Now, remember this from me. When your boss tells you to handle a project entirely, she or he does not want to be taken out of the project. Rather, a good boss or manager or leader wants to delegate the work while still maintaining control. You must establish a clear reporting paradigm and the detail your boss really wants. It is very important to seek your boss's input no matter what, then make your own decisions therefrom. But do value their guidance, but show initiative and accountability for your work. This is not to say you blindly follow orders. Don't be a yes man. Analyze the task, offer alternative solutions, and absolutely show initiative. Also remember to maintain clear boundaries. First, your boss. You may be friends in a general sense, not so as to work. The hierarchy of decision-making is paramount. Respect that. Never go over your boss's head unless the building is literally on fire. Six, once your tasks and responsibilities are clearly defined by your boss, build trust through reliability. Always meet deadlines, be dependable, and follow through on commitments. That is how you manage your boss. Her or his expectations of you, and the company's expectations of your boss. Best be reminded, your boss likely has bosses. Seven, you hear this all the time. You might even have said this sometimes. Why is she or he my boss? Why are they getting paid more money? I can do that job. Words to the wise. There are two aspects to your boss's job. Apropos this, one, doing the work, and two, having and discharging the responsibility that goes with the job. Are you ready to assume those ultimate responsibilities? So be sure to acknowledge and clearly express your appreciation for your boss's position, their responsibilities, and accountabilities to their bosses and the company, and then their contribution. Express your focus and all the work you're willing to do to be more effective in your present job and all possible future advancements. You know this. And we all who have been bosses have heard this many times when asking a potential employee or an existing one when responding to being asked about where they see themselves in a year or two. I want to have your job. I've heard that more often than I care to remember. Great and lofty goal, to be sure. Stated properly, I certainly appreciate it. Just be very thoughtful how you express that. Your prospective or present boss needs to feel how they can make that a reality for you. 8. No matter where anybody is in their station of life or work, everybody likes to be appreciated, including your boss. Even a simple thank you for an ordinary thank goes a long way. 9. And finally, and this is a biggie, particularly in today's challenged business world, where roles and hierarchies are being challenged, maintain a positive and cooperative attitude at all times. That is a big deal. However, it is not to be confused with ever being patronizing or phony deferential. And never get near condescending. No, you are not reporting to a total ego-driven fool. Some years ago, our growing company, again topped out at over $1 billion in annual revenue, was run by very strict budgets and goals. On the surface, way too onerous considering how profitable we were. Well, perhaps that was one of the reasons we were so profitable. Our entire management team paid really, really, really well, actually too well for some, received year-end performance bonuses. If you did not earn at least 35% of your salary in bonuses, you did not work there. Bonuses were based on absolutely measurable departmental goals and management of budgets. Then, there were so-called corporate goals. There were 4 of those, including one related to contribution to overall corporate profits, another limiting exposure to poor profitability and insolvency. Those were hard numbers. And then the most important one. Number 1, maintain a positive and cooperative attitude at all times. How that was measured? Well, the ultimate decision makers on that were the co-chairs and the executive who ran the management team. Just on overall education they got throughout the year to evaluate all interactions, witness those, related to your attitude. Not to be confused with being aggressive, pushing hard, vocally outworking others, reaching for the moon when others might have been just along for the great money trail. Imagine 35% to, well, multiples of that for some, of your income depending on something not quantified in dollars. Thank you for listening. Please know that I offer all this with my best wishes to you for your success in life and business. Again, I am Stephen J. Manning. You can listen to more of my talks and also other podcasts and interviews everywhere on the internet. Hope you read my new book, The Business of Life, Taking a Wrecking Ball to Conventions and Norms in Search of Independent Thought. You can read about my writing at stephenjmanning.com, J is an initial. Also various published columns and essays posted there. You can parse information about my agency work at fymc.com. Please give a look at the Our Clients tab for some of the fine enterprises in my portfolio of clients. There are a number of Fortune 50 companies, including a Fortune 10 client, who are not listed. They prefer to not make public the names of their principal advisors. Feel free to reach out to me by email, sjmanning@fymc.com. Make my pillars of success yours.